This is Word Fountain Christian Ministries. You are listening to a message from a guest pastor. Be blessed.
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who died on the cross for our sins, you're not just anyone. But you are the one that in the beginning you said, let there be light. And there was light. You are the one, oh God, who became a man through your servant Mary for one specific purpose. That is to redeem mankind from their sins. Father, you are the one who on the cross in John 19 verse 30, you shout out, it is finished.
Hallelujah.
Man's redemption,
yes, Lord,
is fully paid.
Amen. Thank
you, Father.
You are the one, Father.
Father, of whom our sister testified this morning,
yes, Lord,
that you have been there with her.
Yes.
You are the healer.
Yes, you are.
You are the deliverer.
Yes, you
are. You are the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah.
Hallelujah.
At the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
Yes, Lord.
And every tongue shall confess that you are Lord.
You are Lord.
Lord of the world. Lord of the worlds. King of kings.
Yes.
So we come before you this morning, humbly acknowledging you are the one.
Yes, you are the one.
And we are nothing without you.
Yes,
so this morning we ask you to hide us behind the cross as we share a few thoughts for a few moments.
In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You may be seated. You may be seated. We are, I'm Everett, and this is my wife, Sharon, and we are going to be sharing just for a few moments. Sister Sharon is going to do most of it, and I'm going to do the closing up. Is that all right? Yes? Yeah. Is that all right? Right. That's. Thank you. Thank you. Right. God bless you, and as we share, we're going to be sharing about the power of the cross. Amen?
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 Amen.
There is power in the cross of Christ. Amen? And this is something we need to understand. You know, I don't know if you're watching the events of the world. Yes? Pyongyang is saying that we have nuclear bombs. And we, and the, oh yes, we have intercontinental, we have Scuds, we have SAM, we have all these things. And Mr. Trump is saying, oh, we got them too. But I want to tell you something. I want to tell you where the power lies. The power does not lie in Washington, nor in Pyongyang. No, no, the power lies in the cross. Amen? In the cross. So we're going to talk about the cross this morning.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Just stand on your feet and lift holy hands to the presence of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's altogether lovely this morning.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And he's beautiful for our situation this morning. So we give him the praise and we give him the glory. Hallelujah. He's King of Kings this morning and he's Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. He's God who can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Hallelujah. He knows everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we bless his name this morning. God bless you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Just want to greet Pastor Dupe. I just want to greet Pastor Clara and all the other visiting ministers in the house and friends in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I just want to recognize our Tamara in our midst. She's coming all the way from the beautiful land of Jamaica. Hallelujah. 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 And I just want to say thank God for my son who is here.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's not of excellency of word that I come with you this morning, but I just want to declare Christ in my life today, this morning. He's altogether Lovely. Hallelujah. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. I've given my life to Him at the age of 16, and He has kept me up until this day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Through many danger, toil, and snare, I've already come. Hallelujah. And it doesn't matter what I own in this life. Hallelujah. Everything belonged to Him. Everything belonged to Him. And I regarded Christ as the first and the foremost in my life. Hallelujah. I just want to read this little, these words for you. So the power of the cross. Oh, to see the dawn of the darkest day. Christ on the road to Calvary. Tried by sinful men. Torn and beaten then. Nailed to a cross of wood. Oh, to see the pain written on His face, bearing the awesome weight of my sin, every bitter thought, every evil deed, crowning Your blood-stained brow. Now the daylight flees, now the ground beneath quake as the Maker bow His head, curtain torn in two, dead or raised alive, finish the victory cry. This the power of the cross. And Christ became sin for us. He took the blame and bore the wrath. We stand forgiveness at the cross. Oh, to see my name and your name written in the wound. For through your suffering we are free. Death is crushed to death. And life is ours to live. One through your selfless love. Oh, this the power of the cross. Son of God, slain for us. What a love. What a cost. We stand forgiven. We stand forgiven. We stand forgiven at the cross. Hallelujah. The scripture that I'll be reading for you this morning, and my husband will be reading, is from St. John chapter 19, reading from verse 17 to 19 and 28 to 37.
The Bible says, and He bearing the cross went forth into a place of the skull, which is in Hebrew called Golgotha, where He was crucified between two thieves. And Pilate wrote and put on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. Verses 28 to 30, and this Jesus, knowing all things were now accomplished, and that the scriptures might be fulfilled, He said, I thirst. Then there was set a vessel of vinegar, and they fill a sponge with vinegar and put it upon with hyssop and put it on His mouth. And Jesus therefore had received the vinegar. He said, it is finished. And He bowed His head and gave up the ghost.
The topic that I want to bring to you is the power of the cross this morning, but I just want to look at it in three segments: the meaning of the cross, the purpose of the cross, and the power of the cross. The meaning of the cross. When we think about the cross, what are we thinking about? We're thinking about death. And that's what the cross represents. It represents death. From about the 6th century BC until about the 4th century AD, the cross was an instrument of execution, resulting in death in a very painful way. But Jesus Christ, God's Son, one day, God looked down on this earth, and He was just looking for somebody who could represent Him. And the Bible tells us in Leviticus that the priest used to offer unto God bullocks and ram, all his sacrifice unto the Lord. But it was like a yearly thing. They have to come back every now and then and they're offering this sacrifice unto the Lord. But that wasn't enough for God. In Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8, the Bible declares, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" And there was only one person that could represent life for us, and it was Jesus Christ. And this is Jesus Christ that I just want to present to you this morning. This is the main person who I want to present to you this morning. It was prophesied in John 18 verse 14 that Caiaphas, when they were talking about Jesus, he prophesied and he said, "It is expedient that one man should die for the people." And this is Jesus Christ. In crucifixion, a person was either tied or nailed to the cross. There was no two way about it. It was just an awful thing. The cross at that time represented shame. It represented disgrace. That's what it represented. But I want to tell you this morning that the fact that Jesus went on the cross represented something else this morning. It represented victory.
Amen.
Victory over sin. In Revelation 1 and verse 18, the Bible tells us that I am he who lived and was dead. And behold, he is alive forevermore.
Amen.
He has the key for hell and death. You see, Jesus Christ going on Calvary for us, it was not just an ordinary death. I want you this morning to imagine Jesus on the road. Calvary, going up to Golgotha this morning, the pain and the shame that he had to bear. And I want Sister Anita at this time to come. And I just want you to think of the cross this morning. And I'm just going to use this wooden cross as a representation of what I just want to demonstrate this morning. This morning, I just want you to nail all the problem that you have this morning and that cross. It doesn't matter what it is this morning. I just want you to, because this is what that Jesus carried for us. He carried all our pain this morning and he carried all the shame this morning. And I just want you to nail everything, every situation that you're going through this morning. I just want you to nail it at the cross this morning. Hallelujah. And we can see that she's having sickness on the cross this morning. If any one of us are sick this morning, you can nail it at the cross this morning. You don't have to go home with your sickness this morning. Hallelujah. You can name that. You can, whatever the sickness is this morning, psychological, spiritual, emotional, you can nail it at the cross this morning. Hallelujah. We've got unforgiveness this morning. You can nail that at the cross this morning. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, whatever is bothering you this morning, hallelujah, unforgiveness, you can lay it at the cross this morning. If you're suffering from anxiety this morning, you can nail it at the cross this morning. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. If you're suffering from stress this morning, hallelujah, you can nail it at the cross this morning. Hallelujah. The cross of Jesus Christ represents our problem this morning. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, it represented my problem this morning. He was carrying my problem. He was carrying your problem this morning. Hallelujah. And you might be thinking, how do you know that he was carrying? He's God that was from the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. He was from the beginning. He knew that I was going to be here this morning. He knew you were going to be here this morning. So he took upon himself all your stress this morning. Hallelujah. He took upon yourself. Hallelujah. All your sickness this morning. There's a lot of sickness that the devil is just embarking upon us as God's people. Hallelujah. There's cancer. Hallelujah. But in the name of Jesus, we condemn that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't know what is happening to us this morning, but Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The way, the truth, and the life this morning, he wants you, hallelujah, to understand that whatever you're going through this morning, he had taken it to the cross this morning. He carried all of that on his back. Hallelujah. This morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The purpose of the cross, hallelujah, is to have eternal life. Hallelujah. The purpose of the cross this morning is for us to be set free. Hallelujah. No more chains. Hallelujah. No more chains holding us. Hallelujah. The purpose of the cross this morning is to change our situation. Hallelujah. From anger to gladness this morning. Hallelujah. From negativity, to being positive this morning. For being weak, hallelujah, so that you can be made strong this morning through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The purpose of the cross is to take away our sadness. Hallelujah. And to give us joy this morning. Hallelujah. The purpose of the cross is to take away the hatreds that we have and to give us love this morning. The purpose of the cross, hallelujah, is to take away our low self-esteem this morning. You know, as children of God, sometimes we suffered from low esteem. No, it's not of Christ. Hallelujah. The purpose of the cross is for us to have high self-esteem about ourselves. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. The purpose of the cross this morning is to take away from us from being a pauper this morning. Hallelujah. To know that we are a priesthood this morning. Hallelujah. We have royal priesthood. We are highly favored. Hallelujah. By the blood of Jesus Christ. The purpose of the cross this morning is to take away our sickness again. Hallelujah. And to bring healing to us this morning. We have to stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. And declare. And we know that. But the Bible declared to us that if we fear the Lord, he will arise with healing in his wing. We have to stand on the word of God. The word of God is life. It is power. Hallelujah. It's the way forward. Hallelujah. The purpose of the cross this morning is to take away death from us this morning and to give us life. Hallelujah. He is a powerful God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So there is Jesus. Hallelujah. He's hanging with all our problems this morning. He's hanging with all our situation this morning. Hallelujah. And he's bearing all the pain this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But there's something else that happened. Hallelujah. When he was on the cross, he was there for you. And he was there for me. When he was on the cross, he had you in his mind. And he had me in his mind and his heart. Hallelujah, in his mind. Hallelujah. But you know what? When they pierce him with the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and we're going to use something else. We're going to leave all of that. All of that is going to be staying there, Sister Antonia. Hallelujah. And we're going to cover it. And I just want you to look at this. We're going to cover it with the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So all the pain, hallelujah, and all the suffering, hallelujah, that you've gone through and that you're going through, hallelujah, I want you to believe this morning that the blood of Jesus Christ has taken away all that. We as children of God don't have to carry the pain anymore. We don't have to carry the sorrow anymore. We don't have to carry negativity anymore. We don't have to carry sickness anymore. We have to declare it in the name of Jesus, because the blood of Jesus Christ has taken away everything, the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and as represent us without the love of Christ. What you need to carry this morning is his love this morning. What you need to carry this morning is the peace of God this morning. Hallelujah. What you need to carry this morning is the joy of the Lord this morning, which represent our strength this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want you to stand on your feet this morning and just praise the Lord this morning, because we are no longer bound this morning. Hallelujah. We are no longer chained this morning. Hallelujah. And the cross that we are carrying this morning is a victorious cross in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. No wonder the Bible declare, oh, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So there's healing in the name of Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. So let us carry our cross with joy this morning, because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, we just give you the praise this morning. Oh, we just give you the honor this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In time past, as I said, it represented shame and it represented disgrace. But when Jesus came, it's no longer shame and it's no longer disgrace that we are carrying, but we are carrying the peace of God. We are carrying the love of God. We are carrying the joy of God. We are carrying unforgiveness. Hallelujah. We are carrying forgiveness. We are carrying forgiveness because we are forgiven. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And it doesn't matter whatever sin you have committed, it's all at the cross this morning. Hallelujah, we stand forgiven. Oh, at the cross this morning. At the cross, where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolls away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. So here's the question that I want to ask as we close. Here's the question. What are we going to do with it? I want to say this morning before we close that it is finished. Amen? Amen. Can we say that this morning? Come on. It is finished. Jesus in John chapter 19, verse 30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and what? Gave up the ghost. You know, I just want to just take about 2 minutes and explain to you this concept here. The word that is translated, "it is finished," is an interesting word because it's a word that is used in the accounting. If you do accounts, yeah, finance. Yes, that is correct. It's reconciliation. It is the paid bill. You know, I was saying to Sharon last night, you know, back home in Jamaica, when you go to supermarkets, you know, as a boy, I remember, when you buy things, you would go to the cashier and you'd pay for it and they would stamp your receipt and it says paid in full. I don't know about Nigeria, I've never been there. I'm hoping to go there one day. But in Jamaica, when we buy things, it says paid in full. Can I just say to you this morning that Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washes white as snow. So what does it mean when we say it is paid in full? It means it is settled. The account is settled. Amen? 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 If you ever bought a house, yeah, when you buy the house and you pay off the mortgage, the bank will send you a letter to say to you, "Dear Mr. Brown, or dear Mr. John, or dear Mary, this is to confirm that your mortgage is paid for, and please come and collect your title."
Amen.
Amen? We are saying this morning that because Jesus paid it all we have to do is to go and collect our title. Amen. Our title of joy, of love, of peace, of wholeness. Amen. Jesus paid it all. And because of him paying all of it, guess what? We are free. Jesus came to finish the work that the Father sent him to do. Here are some of the stuff that the Bible says that he came to do. Jesus came to fulfill the laws and the prophets. Amen? Amen?
Amen?
Remember what Jesus said in John, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. He says, "I came to fulfill all the laws and the prophets." Number two, Jesus came, you know, as God incarnate to demonstrate God's truth, according to Romans chapter 3, verses 21 to 26. Jesus came as the perfect example to demonstrate to us how we should live. Amen? So when we look at Jesus, here's an example of how we should live. We now have a model, a role model. We can say, "Oh, that's how Jesus did it." And because Jesus did it that way, we can also do it that way. Amen?
Amen?
Number three, talking about Jesus coming to finish the work. You know, the completion of a perfect sacrifice. Jesus is able now to say, "Man's redemption is paid in full." Amen?
Amen.
Man's redemption is now paid in full. Amen? When you walk around and you see some people on the road, they tell you they belong to a group or a church, and you have to do this, and you have to do that to be saved. And, you know, I study Islam. I studied many religions in university because my first degree is in theology. And when I look at, you know, many of these religions, they say you have to do this and you have to do that. Guess what? When you come to Jesus, all you have to do is to confess your sin and repent. Amen. Because Jesus paid it all. Amen. So I don't have to fall down 5 times and pray towards Mecca. Because Jesus died for my sins. Amen. He paid it in full. Amen. Jesus paid it all in full. And last but not least, he died. Oh, when he said it is finished, it means that we have been reconciled to the Father. The relationship was broken. Amen. If any of you have children, especially older children, and the relationship sometimes breaks down, it's painful. It's pain. I've got 3 kids and I love them. You know, and if I cannot relate to any of them, it hurts me. It pains. Can you imagine God had his children and the relationship was severed when we sinned in the beginning? But God sent his son. That while we were yet sinners, Christ came and what? Died for us. And now we are redeemed. Amen? Now we are reconciled to the Father. It is finished. Our sin has been paid in full. Hallelujah. We have the receipt. Amen?
Amen?
We have the receipt. Amen?
Amen?
Oh, Lord. You don't hear what I'm saying this morning. I said we have the receipt. Amen? We have the receipt. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Amen. You know, when I go to Tesco's and Sainsbury's and I pick up the receipt, even when I cash myself out, I always take my receipt. When I get to the door, sometimes I go beep, 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 and the security guard call you back. You take out the receipt and say, here it is. He said, go. Amen. You have the receipt. Amen. It has been paid for. Jesus paid it all. Amen. We need to stop behaving as though it has not been paid. Because there are many of us as Christians, as I close, many of us as Christians, we're behaving as though it's not being paid. So we go on as though somehow it's on credit. No. Your salvation is not on credit. Your blessing is not on credit. Your healing is not. Come on, tell somebody. My healing is not on credit. Amen. My salvation is not on credit. Amen. Jesus paid it all. You have the receipt in the name of Jesus. So whenever the security guard Satan stop you and say, I'm going to make you sick, you take out the receipt and say to him, I am well. Amen. By his stripes, I am. He says, by his stripes, I am healed. When he tries to say to you, you cannot be successful, tell him, my God shall supply all my needs. Amen. According to his riches, because you've got the receipt. You've got the receipt. Amen. It is finished. It has been paid in full. Praise God. Praise God. Come on, lift your hand this morning and praise God. Lift your hand this morning and glorify him because it has been paid in full. So I want you to leave here this morning in the full knowledge, knowing that it is paid in full. Amen. It is paid. Come on, let's say it together. Come on. It is paid in full. Amen. And I've got the receipt in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Just lift your hands as we pray this morning. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you that you have given us the receipt. You declared on the cross, it is finished. You declare that everything is sorted out. The documents and the papers are ready. My God, and we can go through. No, God, we can go through because it is done. It is finished. Our healing, oh God Almighty, is done. Our provision is done. Our protection is done. The blessings of our family is done. The blessing of our businesses is done. The ministry of Word Fountain is blessed because it is done. This church will grow because it is done. and no weapon that form against you will prosper, because it is done. The blood of Jesus Christ has conquered all, and we are more than conquerors through him that loves us, because it is done. It is finished. Pastor Dupe, it is finished. So I lift up the woman of God in this house. I lift up the pastors in this house. I declare over their lives, it is finished. They have the receipt in the name of Jesus. Under the authority of the Holy Spirit, under the authority of God's word, they will go from victory to victory to victory to victory, from glory to glory to glory, because it is done. Amen. It is finished. So as we leave from here in the name of Jesus, we will go with the knowledge that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. Because Jesus paid it all, and it is finished. In the name of Jesus Christ, and God's people say, amen. Amen. And amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just want you to just listen to this song for us. Hallelujah.
The power of the cross.
Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless. Yeah.